Good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, 10 October, 2017, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern, and this is the Welcome Committee call.
Well,
we have
four of us, which is wonderful, much better than three. Greg from Florida, I don't think you've been on for before. Well,
thanks. I was looking for the administrator room, but maybe that was only a one-time deal last week. Your administrator room.
The administrator.
I get.
The jury administration. I signed up to be a grand jury administrator like 2.5 years ago, and there was an announcement a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago about a meeting on Tuesday, and I thought it was every week. Maybe it was just a one-time deal.
I'm signed up as an administrator, too, and I don't know anything about an administrator meeting.
I've not known anything about an administrator meeting either.
I'll look it up on my email. Don't let me interrupt you. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's all right.
There used to be one.
Oh, did there?
Yeah. And then they did away with it a couple years, a year or so ago.
Oh.
It went on for about a year or two, I think.
Gosh, I've been signed up.
Because they were encouraging people who wanted to be administrators to, to join that meeting every Tuesday.
Right. Well, then it got so we had so many meetings, nobody had time to attend to anything else.
I guess.
Well, this is the welcome.
Yeah, the last one.
Call.
I got one on the 3rd.
Of October?
Yes, and it said that it was on Tuesday at 9 using the Monday night phone call number. And so I called into the Monday night phone call number and nobody was there, so I thought I'd try the Committee of Safety phone number.
Oh, you're so smart, because I've been so confused about the different phone numbers. I'm the one that screwed that up.
But it was from Rhonda Miner.
Yep, that would be me.
So that's why it just said the email I got was for the 4th, I guess.
Welcome committee.
Oh, okay, because I thought it was... I searched for grand jury administrator. Grand jury administrator's welcome committee phone call. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Well, what we're trying to do, obviously, by our name, welcome committee, is to have all of the members of the welcome committee contact the new members, welcome them, tell them about this phone call where we can educate all of the new members on all of the wonderful education that we have on the NLA site and see if they have skills that will fit in with some of the different committees that we have and let them know about the committees and what they do, what we're doing right now, and hopefully encourage them to keep coming to this call and become welcome committee members themselves so that they can further help us welcome other new members. And that's really about the gist of this call is education. So if anybody's got any questions about the website, how to maneuver around on it, any of the committees, by all means, ask them. Were either of you on Monday night's call last night?
I was.
You were? Okay, good. Good. Then you know what we're trying to do with the... oh, my gosh, and I can't think of the name of it. Robert, help me.
The Sheriff's Committee?
No, the group we're trying to work with
In power.
Right. If you haven't gone to their website and watched their two videos, by all means do. Very, very informative. Good information.
They've got a good program going.
A very, very good program going. And we're trying
I listened to the committee of safety meeting on that with Captain John, and it was really good.
Yeah, I tuned into the meeting at first. Basically, they were going over exactly what the Empower website had done, and I had been through both of them, printed out all the paperwork, so I was already aware of all that. So I must confess, I did not stay on the whole call.
See how you are?
Yeah, I know.
I knew somebody had signed out. I was watching the numbers.
That would have been me. Yeah, when I realized it was hashing over information I had already had, I signed out and got busy doing something else. So, never a want for something to do.
Well, we are in talks with them and figuring out how we can best help each other. And yeah,
right. When you go on their site, they're asking for you to, basically for you to join. Now, I did not join because I have quite a few other irons in the fire that take quite a bit of time. So I didn't want to join something else I wasn't going to be able to give full time to.
Yeah, I'm so overloaded with different things that, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, our other group is vetting for new members right now, so that's a long process.
Right. Yeah. And we're putting their website on ours, and they'll put ours on theirs. And there'll be, well, their members will be able to come in and work with what we have, and we'll be able to go over there to them.
Well, there's
so
a whole
we don't
bunch
have
new
to,
work for the yeah, a whole bunch of new work for the Welcome Committee.
Yeah, we don't have to join them. But we'll be associated with them. And,
right. That will definitely be good.
So yeah,
I
it's,
think their way of doing what they're doing. So closely mirrors what we do, and all the paperwork is just so easy to do, and they have had some what they're calling coincidental results. They can't prove cause and effect, but it's very coincidental.
Absolutely. When they go after somebody and suddenly they retire, And so many of them are leaving and retiring, whatever. It is coincidental.
Right. And a lot
but
of people, myself included, we don't believe in coincidences.
Yeah, well, it's a little difficult to believe that they decided to retire prior to these people coming after them.
Right. It's funny how that works when you go after someone and make them personally responsible, where they can't hide within a group or a corporation anymore.
Right.
It brings it right home to them.
Sure does.
Oh.
And they need what they think hopefully is protection for them, from us, and I'm not sure how all that's going to work. But
are they talking protection as in numbers, or
well, they need
protection.
They need what we do as far as the legal papers and the grand jury, and they. they're talking like they actually need the military protection or militia.
Well, that's a better, more hometown protection for them.
Right. And I, you know, I get the feeling that they're just a little concerned about their group being attacked by these people, these elected officials and all.
Oh, yeah, and they have no qualms about doing that.
Right.
Oh.
And so it may be something that the militias need to get involved with.
Right. I'm going to have to go back to the website and see who the leader is again, and because they're based pretty much out here in Washington, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to them and see if I can't connect them with the group.
Yeah, they need they at least feel like they need protection.
Right. Okay.
And my thinking is that, you know, this would be a prime time for, because in actuality, militias need to be called up by some form of authority, whether it be the sheriff or grand jury or president or, you know, some authority. And so this would be a prime time for the United States Common Law Grand Jury to call up the militias and militias stand by to defend these people. Of course, we know that this would all have to be ironed out ahead of time with the various militias
right.
to make sure that they will go with it.
Well, there is a group out here that goes to all of these protests and works with the local police and sheriff's offices to protect both sides, not just one side. They don't care who they are.
Well, that's what it
so
should
that,
be.
Yeah, and that's a good possibility.
Yeah.
So
that's,
reminds me, Robert and Jan, I'd like you to hang on the call for just a couple of minutes after we're done with the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Other than that, there's really not a lot to say about the Welcome Committee outside of people need to get on the call. I've been sending out emails like crazy to everybody I can think of, making phone calls. Hopefully everybody else has been doing the same thing. I see this week it's worked to get a couple people back, and hopefully next week we'll get a few more. I'll send out another email with a corrected phone number.
Hey, I got a suggestion for you.
All right, I'll take it.
For Jan, I should say, and the other leaders too. When we're having Monday night meetings or any meetings, we should probably announce the schedule of where the other phone, what the other conferences are. So the people can say, well, you can say, stay tuned for the next one, or, you know, like on the Committees of Safety meeting, I know there's like another meeting right after that, right?
No, that's
right before it.
There's a, right before it is another meeting.
Okay, so if you can announce what they are, because like I was unaware you were having one before the Committees of Safety meeting, so it'd be kind of handy to just kind of announce the schedule, at least on the Monday night show, or maybe on the shows that are just earlier, say, well, after this one, we're having the Committees of Safety meeting or whatever. You know, it would be handy for, you know, people like me that are, you know, uneducated, let's say, about them.
Do you have access to the website?
I don't go on their website that often anymore. I got to 71% of the civics course, and I couldn't stand listening to that girl read anymore, and I went crazy and stopped listening.
Well, it's been a while since you've been at it, so you need to go back and finish.
I know.
After all, you only have 29% left.
Exactly. And I had to force myself. It took like 4 hours to get through like a half hour of her tape because I had to keep listening to it over again.
Well, just so you know, too, when you sign on, you have access to the calendar, which tells you when and what calls there are.
Yeah, and I haven't explored it that much. I was trying to get through some of the schooling. I've listened to all of the before I signed up for NLA, I was listening to, it's been so long ago, the common law older guy. What the heck's his name with the big beard and glasses?
That's not Badnerick.
No, it wouldn't be him.
He's got 1215.org.
Is that G. Griffin?
No, it's the other. It's the one we actually have some of in the civics course. We have his audio tapes in part of it. And John always says, "Sorry, what?"
Badnerick.
No, it's the guy that does common law and does all of his cases written, and he doesn't say anything in the court.
Bill Thornton.
Yeah, I watched all of his stuff and the tax stuff and everything from him, and then I found you guys and signed up for that. And so anyway, yeah, plus I watch Chris Ann Hall every day, and I actually signed up for her university studies. She's got a monthly $20 a month thing for signing up to her classes to learn all the constitutional stuff there.
Well, that's
very good also.
That's $20 well spent.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it was like 19 something, but and then it's self-paced, of course. So, like anything else, if you don't keep on it, you're gonna just waste your money and your time not doing it. Anyway, that's all I had was a suggestion on maybe announcing what there was like coming up next. Is this Committee of Safety meeting, or tomorrow is this one? You know.
Well, I really do need to speak up on Monday night and give the list of my calls each week. I have four of them, so
that would be handy to know, because like, and another thing, I don't know if it's even possible for NLA to do this, but I was signed up with the Heritage Foundation for a while, and they call you. And then if you want to not listen, you just hang up on it. But they call every member that is on the call list unless you get removed from it.
Huh. Amazing.
And they use an 800 number, and they call the entire group. And anybody that doesn't want to listen just hangs up.
Hmm. I didn't realize that.
I didn't.
I mean, that's one way to really, that's one way to get a lot of people involved, either accidentally or otherwise.
Now, I get that from the 10th Amendment group. They call also and remind you of things that are coming up.
Yeah, I think Chris Ann Hall mentioned she was working for the 10th Amendment group at one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I listened to all of her stuff, too.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, I won't keep you.
Hours in the day.
No, there aren't. I mean, if you have anything else in your life to do, it's almost overwhelming at sometimes.
Yes,
I don't know how you guys do it.
Well, we definitely need suggestions and things about how to get people onto the call. And I wonder how they do that. I mean, maybe they have a – maybe it's computer generated, or
it must be, because it says hold on for your conference call, and it gets everybody linked in, and you know, comes like 2 minutes early from, you know, like 5:30 every Monday. I get a call at 5:28 then 5:30 is the conference, and then it all just engages at 5:30. But after finding out their affiliations, I don't really want to be affiliated with them. So, but at least, you know, I can give you an eight. I can tell you their 800 number if that's going to help you at all. I don't know. The 844 number that I get, if you want to hear that one, if it gives you any kind of 844-849-5502 is what they call me on. So maybe that would give you a hint as to who's their provider.
And what is your problem with them, if I may ask?
I think the Cole brothers are kind of heavily funding them, and I'm not too happy with the way those people manipulate everybody.
Yeah.
So if they're affiliated with it, I don't want to be affiliated with the Cole brothers or Cohen, whatever they are. I forgot their names.
Coke.
Yeah,
Coke.
That's the ones. The ones that manipulated the silver market in, you know, way back when, right? Is that the same people? Mm-hmm. Am I confused?
One of them was a Texan.
I think they're both out of Texas.
Yeah, Freightline, Hunts.
Oh, yeah, the Hunts. That's right. He had 500,000 ounces or something threw on the market or something, didn't he?
Yep.
Okay. Well, sorry, I won't keep you. I just thought I'd mention a couple things that might be handy for everybody.
Well, yeah, don't be sorry.
That's something easy to do.
I got a plug. Jan does a really good newsletter that has all the schedules, too, so that's worth getting connected if you get Jen. I don't know how Jen gets emails, but that's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, just send.
Thanks.
If you got something you think is worthwhile putting in a newsletter, just send it to Jan at nationallibertyalliance.org, and I'll take a look at it. And I'm thinking that we need to announce on the Monday call. There's a lot of people that don't go to the website. I check up on people occasionally who email me or call me, and I go back and look, and they signed up 3 years, 3 months ago, and they were on the website 3 years and 2 months ago, so they don't know what's going on, you know?
Exactly.
And so we should probably do every Monday night a brief, okay, here's our calls for this week, you know? Here's the times they start and which rooms they're in. There's only two rooms we use and that sort of thing. And I'm beginning to feel very strongly that we need to change our Monday night routine and start to put some, quote, term limits on callers and give them one question in X amount of minutes and then switch to the next one in the queue. And if they want to ask another question, they can go around and get in line again, because some people are just dominating that and driving people off the calls, you know?
Right. Another trivia thing, sorry, that might be helpful. I mean, I subscribe to the DC Clothesline email, and they really got some great information, a lot of it. I don't know how much of it's bogus, but, I mean, most of the stuff that I see, I mean, I don't know if you know Mike Adams, the health ranger. He just did a forensic audio analysis of the shooting over in Las Vegas, and he said there were definitely two shooters. And just by the echoes, you know, and stuff like that. I don't know how much of that you're interested in, you know, getting a little minor update where you say, okay, they did this, these, you know, this is the latest on the Bundy trial, this is the latest on this, you know, et cetera, kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah, Readout News is good for that too.
Okay, Readout.
And that Health Ranger is real good.
I've kind of given up on Alex Jones because he never actually blames the people that are involved anymore. So I actually unsubscribed to him the other day.
I can't stand listening to him.
Well, it takes an hour of a rant to get the few things you wanted, you know. Could have done another
right.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
well, and no matter what, Israel doesn't do it. I mean, it doesn't matter what anything else, Israel did not do anything wrong, period.
Well,
and that's just
I read that fact. Yeah, I read maybe 3 years ago that's where he gets his funding, and that's why he doesn't say who about them, you know. But he'll go ahead and attack other people, but... that's the trouble with all of these sites. You know, you can go to them, and I get a lot of emails with all these, you know, sites and so on. Most of them are ones that I already follow. But you go look, and, well, you need to watch this, and it's got a great lead-in. And it's an hour and a half long, you know, and you
yeah.
get so many of those, there aren't enough hours in a day to listen to a quarter of them. So you're kind of stuck.
Sure.
You've got to kind of guess or listen to the first 5 minutes and see if you think it's worthwhile.
Right.
Need a bunch of scanners. Or...
yep, that's true. If we had a synopsis.
You can't understand.
Yeah, really, the anonymous people. Yeah, have you ever seen the End Times News Report? He does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Marfonius, he actually was saying that he was had 8 flat tires blowouts on his wife's car and his car in the last 2.5 weeks, brand new tires, and
yeah.
a lot of sabotage going on because he's exposing this multiple shooter thing and then the pedo-gate thing. He actually chased one pedophile ringleader out of the country. He went to back to, I want to say it was Slavovia or somewhere, but I don't remember. It was a Slavic country, and he threatened to kill his son. The guy did, but he chased out of the country. So he's got some good info sometimes.
Yeah, I see one of the first witnesses that the FBI talked to now killed himself and his daughter. It says.
Yeah.
They got to
oh
get rid of any good witnesses, you know, and they just out and out murder them anymore, you know, right? Blatantly.
Wow.
A lot of heart attacks
yeah,
and accidents.
Yep.
And then Jake got an email from a guy that said, well, we have a lot of funds that are in foreign bank accounts. If you stop pointing out all this information, we could arrange to give you money. And he
mm-hmm.
made that public. So.
Yep. Well, there's all kinds of scuttlebutt like that. And I read the other day that they gave Sessions $150 million just to go with them instead of the real world.
Wow. He needs to be gone, doesn't he?
Yeah. And you look at what he's done. I think he took
nothing.
It.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
it's
so.
Negative. It's worse than nothing. It's negative. It's going the wrong way, you know?
Yeah, when he's telling the prosecutors in the Bundy trial, he's not going to say anything, but then he says they're doing a great job.
Right.
That's just
ridiculous. He wants to prosecute drug users, but leave the drug lords alone so we can fill the prisons because he's got owns stock in the prison system, of course, you know, like a lot of
yeah.
other people, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Well, he's a winner. Real winner.
Wow.
And then Chavez, or is it Chavez? What's the guy that retired
Chaffetz.
Off of the...
Jason.
Chaffetz, yeah. Went to him July, June in there, and wanted to know if he was going to prosecute Hillary and some of these other people. And he kind of hemmed around and hawed around, carried on. And so finally, he point blank says, well, are you going to prosecute him? And he says, no. So he'd been bought and paid for by then, you know, so it didn't take him long to get to him.
Chaffetz was pretty
outright
with that on Fox News, too.
Yep.
Well, and the bad part is they either blackmail you, threaten your family, or bribe you.
Or kill you,
yeah.
Or fly you into a mountain in a plane or whatever,
yeah.
you know? 101 yeah. ways.
Yeah, sad deal.
Sorry,
I didn't want to hijack your meeting.
That's okay.
We look for a lot of good info on what we can do to improve meetings and so on and so forth, so we appreciate your comments.
Yes, very much so.
So what is the scoop on the In Power? Is that a go for sure? Is there some revamping? Or?
Well, it's kind of in the typical. We met once, and we're going to get together soon. And soon is now, what, a week, Robert? And soon.
Yeah, another week. Whenever we met, we said 1 week to 2 weeks.
Yep. But the thing is, there's so much stuff comes along, and people jump on that, and we lose sight of where we're going. And we need to pay more attention to the things that are most important at the moment, I think, anyway. But hopefully there will be another meeting. There was, I was talking to Gerard the other night, and he was going to call, Josh, and explain to him that, you know, they actually didn't need us for some of the things that they wanted to do. They could actually do them themselves and so on. So we're still in contact with them, and I'm sure within probably another week or two we'll get together again and see if we can't work something out.
Well, John was kind of mentioning that there was maybe a few things that need revamped, or is that just more technical?
Revamped on what are you referring to, Dan?
Well, I don't know if it was their approach. I didn't hear all of it, so. And it was objectionable.
You mean on the meeting with in?
Yeah, I think those two fellows was on. I just happened to bounce in. I don't know if I was supposed to or not, but maybe I was premature.
I'd have to go back and dig through my notes to see if I can find whatever it was. I'm sure it'll come up next. There was something that John was going to take a look at, and Gerard in particular. And as far as I know, they haven't had time to do that yet. That's probably what's holding up the next meeting.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Now, that is one thing that I have often thought of with this association group. I don't know what kind of a name organization we go by. But being peoples of all 50 states as an unincorporated non-company of We the People, I feel that whatever meeting there is, there should be no exclusion for anyone. Even though you don't belong to that committee, there's no reason you can't come and sit and listen to what's going on in that committee on that phone call.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But there have been a few that have been exclusive to a few things. And I don't agree with that as far as that goes.
Yeah, I would say almost any night, on a Monday night, we get a few people who don't identify themselves, you know, and they just come in and listen.
Right. And there was a gentleman last night that tried that, but the voice was too familiar.
Yeah, that was a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
You're
it was
speaking
me.
Of one of our...
Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy, right, exactly.
Yep.
And he came in on a 617 number instead of the 4 or whatever it is he's been using. He's got two 415s, I think it is. I think he goes out and buys a cell phone with a new number about every 2 weeks just to try and confuse us.
I don't know what his overall idea or goal or whatever it is, but when I hear his voice, I just want to hang up.
Yeah, I know people that do. They leave the call, or they hang up, or they just chuck their headset away for a while.
Well,
that's one of our problems.
Ears. Yeah.
I got one more trivia for you in case you're interested on geoengineering. I guess they just filed a lawsuit against the Commerce Department in Washington, D.C., Geoengineering Watch and MinnesotaNaturalHealth.org in conjunction. They worked together, and they've just filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against them at the Department of Commerce for gag orders. Why they have a gag order against the employees, illegal gag order, the people that work for the weather service.
Mm.
And so anyway, a little bit of progress on geoengineering fighting.
Did you guys watch the series that was on the GMOs and the geoengineering of our crops?
About crops?
I didn't see that.
Crops?
No.
Food?
Oh, okay. FAX?
No,
crops.
Yeah, tomatoes and corn, you know, that kind of stuff.
No, I
didn't
see that.
There was a 7-part series from the beginning on it. It was very interesting. scary.
Who was that by?
Very interesting.
Who put that on?
Oh, that was a couple of weeks ago. You expect me to remember?
The Truth About Cancer. Who's the other one that does a lot of those? Ty Bollinger is the one that does the cancer and the vaccine ones.
Oh, I'd have to go back and look at my emails to tell. But obviously nobody got the information and listened to it. But it was very informative.
Well, they pretty well succeeded.
I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Unless anybody else has something else. Any more suggestions?
Just thanks. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I have one. Well, maybe if we're going to stay on the call here, I'll bring it up later then.
All right. Okay. I'm going to get off the call then. Have a good night.
Okay.
Okie doke. You too.
Thanks.
Catch you
bye.
Later.
Suggestion.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Good night.
Yeah.
See ya.
Well, Tim from Oregon just popped in. Hi, Tim.
Oh, I see.
Hello.
You must be getting home later in the evenings, Tim. Oh, he's muted.
You can check his arrow.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
Tim,
you're unmuted.
Do you hear me?
I can
yep.
hear you.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I get in pretty late, but I got one question, and I don't know which night the call is, but you got the night there's two calls on, the health call and one of the others, but the health call is earlier, and I catch most of these calls on the recording. And where do you catch that health call?
It's on the Natural Healing page. They're recorded and they're listed down at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, I don't have a computer.
Then I do not know.
See, I can get all the other ones, and I don't know if I assumed I couldn't get that, but I got to thinking maybe I can.
Well, it's on the problem with those that are double. Hold on a second. I got to drop and I'll take another call here.
Yes, I could go to the website and answer that question for you while Jan is busy.
What's that?
Are you just needing the phone number to call in on?
Well, yeah. See, now I did happen to get in early enough one night, and I caught that, and I'd always wanted to catch it, and I did catch it, the tail end of it. I got a pretty good chunk of it, really enjoyed it. And but I would like to then got on the, of course, I went on into the next call and listened in on it. Well, I'd like to got the recording for the first one, the health call.
Okay, Natural Healing is on Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern. And let me see what phone number it uses.
That is the 605-475-3250. That's where I got it.
Okay.
And then 3257 on the recording. But I don't know that I ever got the recording because, see, you've got a double recording probably or something.
Are you able to get on the Internet with your phone?
No, I don't have the Internet. I don't have the Internet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, there's a spot there that says get reminder for Natural Healing call 8 p.m. Eastern. But I think if I click it, I'm going to get the reminder, not you. So if you have the phone number and now you know the night and time, should be okay to be able to get into the call.
You mean the live call?
Right, the live call.
Yeah.
Oh, which you have a hard time doing.
Yeah, because I'm not in early.
Okay, let's see if we can figure out where the...
If I get the first one, the health call, the tail end it, well, then I go ahead and listen to the other call. So otherwise, I could just... probably it's on the air for, you know, the hour of the next call, but that's probably the only time I can get it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the Committee of Safety call that's on right after that. Boy, I don't know how to solve that one for you. Let's see.
It's probably not a question that's come up.
And they don't have a link to Facebook, which you don't have internet for anyway. I'm just looking through the blue bar to see if I can find anything.
Yeah.
Well, it says Natural Healing Committee meeting. Recordings can be found at, and of course it's a link to a website. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's to attend. Oh, here they are. Well, being on the website, you can look up the Thursday night recordings and click on them and listen to them. But it doesn't give a phone number for calling in and listening to the call that I find yet. It gives a contact if you'd like that phone number.
Okay. Still there?
Did you want that phone number?
Yeah, I'll take that if you got it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 580-656-6065. And then it gives an email. And the name is T-A-I-Z-E-N.
T-I what?
T-A-I.
Oh, T-A-I.
Uh-huh. Z like zebra, E-N.
Okay. Well, that's worth a try. Do you know where that call is? I'm here in Eastern Oregon, now your county, on Iowa.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Oh, really? I'm here in Eastern Oregon, in Malheur County, on the Idaho time, Mountain. And I just wonder what time zone that's on, the 580 number.
I don't know. Let me check.
I'm almost 8 o'clock here.
Oh, they're running them at 8 o'clock Eastern. That's the time for the calls. Okay. 580 is Oklahoma. So when they're running them at 8 o'clock Eastern, that should be, oh gosh, they're like Salt Lake. What is that? Are they in Mountain Time, aren't they? I think.
Oklahoma, I don't know.
I think they're on Mountain Time.
We're on Mountain Time here. Malheur County is the only county in Oregon that's not on on Pacific Time.
Oh. Now let's see. Now, of course, Wiki doesn't tell me.
I see. Now, you said you was having trouble hearing me.
You're okay now, as long as I pay attention.
Oh, well, maybe I'm paying better attention, too. Because I have trouble hearing a lot of that. We always hear the commentators, but we don't hear the other side, or I don't hear the other side.
Oh, the other people?
Yeah. Sometimes hear pretty good, but other times just don't hear it at all.
Okay, Oklahoma is in Central Time Zone. Oh, I should have known that.
Okay. Well, I was just making sure I didn't wake someone up in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be almost 8 o'clock here. It would be 9 o'clock there, probably.
Well, you're Mountain Time, you said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're an hour later than you.
And then you're... Central, and then is Eastern next? It must be.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it's 8 o'clock Eastern, it's 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern, and 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock, is that how it goes? Or is Central and Eastern 1 hour apart?
Yeah. It should have been 6 o'clock. And that would have been right. I'd have got in on the tail end of that at 7 when I heard that.
Yeah.
That's the way it was that night.
Yeah, but if you call that phone number and ask them about how, without an internet connection, you can get in and listen to that call, hopefully they can tell you.
I'll give it a try.
So.
Well, I thank you, and I'll let you go.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Good night.
Yeah, good night.
I see we have a new gentleman, James from New Mexico. Hello, James. You're unmuted.
Yeah, I just noticed that there was even a Tuesday night conference when I was on the site today, so I thought I'd see what you guys are up to.
Well, we are the Welcome Committee call.
All right, well, I joined about 6 months ago, and Dan from Montana said hello. Isn't that welcome? So I'm not a new member, so I guess I need to apologize. So,
oh.
I just noticed there's 6,300 members on the site now, and it seemed like there was that many a month ago, so it's not climbing much right now.
Well,
attrition.
That's what we're hoping to change.
So,
all of us within the Welcome Committee need to get hard on calling the new members so that we can get those educated and they can in turn start calling the newer members, and as the word goes out, we'll get more and more new members. That's our goal.
Yeah, I understand that. Anytime I talk to anybody, I tell them, look at NLA.org, and you have to type in the whole thing, or you'll get the National Lawyers Association.
Oh, yeah, please don't send people there.
And
yeah.
I tell them immediately join and give them $5 a month. And, you know, but it's a tough sell with all
it
the
is.
Closed minds out there, so. And
joining is the toughest sell. I realize the $5 a month is a tough sell, but joining is really tough.
Well, I signed up for the $5. I've got a bank account that you can't overdraw. And so, you know, there's usually $5 in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I said to John Durash way back, I said, if all 6,000 members did that, that'd be $30,000 a month. And he says, yeah, I could hire a secretary and blah, 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 and get going, you know. And, or, let's see, 60,000, let's see, 30,000 a couple of months, he'd have all those handbooks for sheriffs ready to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like people don't understand what they're supporting. They really don't, because they don't analyze the world around them. They just accept if they can find a comfort zone, they just hop in it, and that's, you know, less like mama's milk or something, and so they don't want to go out of that area. You know, I'm pretty hard-nosed, hard-headed, blunt, and that's just the way I was brought up and stuff. But like a minute ago, the gentleman was wanting to know if Oklahoma, what time zone it was in, and, you know, I could have told you it was in Central Time Zone, but I didn't want to blurt in because I really didn't know. I wanted to hear what you guys were talking about, so. And, but, you know, the whole education process, it's like people, I think it was John said it, you know, that we are living sort of in the twilight zone. We've had all of our rights taken away from us. We need to get them back. And, you know, for the last 6 months, I have thoroughly had on-site training about traffic court administrative laws and really fully understand it, and I'm ready to start, you know, teaching other people about it. I mentioned it to Jan that, you know, I think I'm ready to explain the whole jurisdiction, no due process, take it to federal court in ways that people don't realize, that the light hasn't gone on their brain, just how they're being pushed around and there's no authority to do it, and how to solve it. And also in correlation with John is going into the sheriff's offices now as a way to circumvent the corruption in the judiciary with what's happening with the Kahn dismissing the federal case. But, you know, I see it as we're never going to convince people in any position of comfort and power. They're just not going to change. You know, maybe a few of them, but the majority of them are, I'll just call it way it is, sold out to the devil already. And the people that can make the change are we the people individually. And right there in administrative statutes being forced upon us, each person, from the experience I've had, if they would apply themselves like I did, you know, there's hundreds of millions of us versus a couple of million people in authority, and they would be overwhelmed with that. And each and every one of the we the people has problems in their life and has an incentive to now do something about it, whereas the sheriff, you know, with all his perks, has no incentive to change. Judge is the same thing. You following what I'm saying? My name is Jim. What's your name? I haven't heard that yet.
I'm Rhonda Miner.
All right. You're the host?
I am the host, along with Jan.
Glad to meet you. Is Jan here?
And Robert from Oregon.
Yep,
well,
I'm
Jan,
here.
Jan's a workaholic.
Well, it kind of ends up that way.
Yeah, it kind of does.
We have been working on the sheriffs for quite a while. We've made some headway with some, not so much with others. I did like the suggestion last night that someone brought up, and I don't remember who, about going after, as in educating the and things going through my head right now, the coroner's office and the coroners.
Yeah, but they're in that same cushy position. Did you all understand what I was saying there? It's the people that are in authority have got it made. Like the John said, you know, he's not going to give up his security of his car payment. And, you know, they're all in that position, and there's just no incentive for them to change, and there's no force coming at them to scare them into changing. Whereas,
as you know, we the people don't change or do anything to help ourselves until it becomes too uncomfortable. So we need to make the, quote, powers that be more uncomfortable than they make us, so that they will either change or get out.
Yeah.
And a lot more people need to do a lot more recall of these people that are in positions of power, that are just in that position for the money and the power. Recall is really a good way to get rid of people, and that's why I think this In Power group has a excellent idea.
I tried to look that site up today, and I got nowhere. Wasn't it a .com site?
Well, it is. It is.
I tried Ivan Nancy, then I tried Ivan Mary in case I misheard what they're called. And I saw nothing in the first couple of pages.
It's capital I, N, capital P, O-W-E-R, movement.com. And that should take you to their website.
And how many members have they got?
That I don't know. I would have to go back on the website and take a look if they even list that. I don't know.
I remember now. I found it. Here it is again. It says we would like to show you a description here, but the site won't allow us. And I only looked the first two pages. Maybe deeper in the internet you can find them, but that's what I ran into. It says we're building a site. It's not open or something like that. Here it says we would empower movement.com. We would like to show you a description here, but the site won't allow us. Maybe some.
Does it give you videos to watch?
There's two good videos on that site that you need to watch. You watch the first one, then you can sign up for the second. Now, they sell those videos, but they had an open house where you could watch both of them free, and it's going to end soon if it hasn't. So I dig through there, Jim, and see if you can find that and listen to them, because it explains in pretty good detail what they're doing and how they're doing it.
I heard about the smart meter movement. I already told
one
female neighbor that, because she's carrying around the metering equipment to test her smart meter pollution and claims she can feel it on her body when she gets close to it. So, I had smart meters put on the side of my house and two others on poles out here, and I got to say, I thought I noticed something. But that was a couple of years ago. Hasn't killed me, but I suppose it could kill me slowly.
Well, and not only that, they're monitoring you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but how? You know, the thing that they can tell when I got the dishwasher on, which I don't have, that's a bad example, the microwave on, or the blender, or the electric stove, I mean, and somebody said, well, they're actually going to recoup more money off of that than the electric bill. And I go, like, I don't see how that accomplishes much of espionage to find out, okay, Jim ran his toaster for 45 minutes, then he ran his blender, then this, that, and the other. And yeah, I know there's when you add up all 200 million or 7 billion, you're starting to put together facts, but...
Yeah, it's like the new cars, Jim. They're adding all kinds of crap to your appliances now. Your TVs, some of the newer ones have got stereo cameras in them, so they can track you throughout the room. And when you talk, they can hear what you're saying, and all that stuff's going to go back to headquarters and be sold to the highest bidder. And they're adding that kind of stuff to your refrigerator for the new stuff, other appliances as well that have all of these fancy new gadgets on them. And that's where they're going. Right now, they're not making money on it, but before long, they will be. They'll probably declare all these old appliances inefficient, and you have to buy new ones,
Yeah, definitely. I'm up on that.
Yeah.
I bought a brand-new 2012 GMC crew cab loaded truck that year. Got it. And the second I would start it up in the carport, OnStar people were detecting me and trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
I sold it 3 months later as a spy device, listening device.
Yeah.
Took a $10,000 loss just to get it the hell out of my house. Started completely restoring an older vehicle, you know, and you know, and still intend to sue General Motors for it's the same thing as with the meter. What did John call that when they're planting these things in our lives without our permission? So, and that's the smart grid. I remember when I first heard about smart grid and looked it up on the internet, I immediately noticed changes in my computers. Like they're going, hey, this guy's aware that we have a smart grid, and now he's investigating us. So let's injure him any way we can, you know. And
It's like going to Facebook these days. The minute I get on Facebook, my computer just drops to a creeping, crawling, slow pace. I can't
keep
up typing and stuff, you know. And you got to jump back out of it and restart just to get rid of that crap.
Right, you know? And that's a good idea. The second you see your computer slow down, dump it. Disconnect your connection and come back on. But I don't go to Facebook. I've always avoided using Google. Started out with such a childish name. What does that mean? Respect for society. And look how society flocked to Google, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole idea of the thing perturbs me. Appliances, you know, I've got brand new big screen TVs and boxes in the attic bought years ago to protect against what you described.
Mm-hmm.
But when the refrigerator goes out, you got to get a new one. But, you know, all these things are going to be actionable lawsuits against these people. And it's like my traffic case. You know, I've never discussed that with people while it's ongoing. But, you know, the minute I moved into federal court, boy, I saw some things happen there that surprised me. And, you know, It's a lot of people have attempted to severely injure me, and they're just not getting away with it. So, and that's who I am. So, and I think everybody should take that approach. And if they did, we would win in 6 months, 12 months.
Well, that's part of the problem to get any kind of recourse. People have to have enough money to be able to sue people. And that's why so many people put up with so much stuff, because they know they can't fight it because they don't have the money to take them all to court. How many times did President Obama say, so sue me?
Yeah.
You know, that was his whole attitude.
Well, look at the Bundy case. When they put $100 million into that to get him? You know, and they're just going one trial after another trial after another trial.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
What happened when the legislature wrote the letter and said, you know, this is costing the taxpayer a bunch of money and we think it's foolish to continue? What was the answer to that?
Well, they're still going, aren't they?
Are they going to try them a third time?
Got any late word on that, Robert?
On the two that still have a couple of charges left from the last trial, they are going to be made a part of this third trial and go back through the trial again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like everything else. They'll keep at it until they finally get accomplished what it is their goal is.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I think it's remarkable that the juries have nullified as much as they have. That actually surprised me.
Yeah. Well, it's so blatant anymore, I guess, that even the layman is picking up on the injustice, you know?
Well, there's so much intimidation there, so. There was a fellow a couple of weeks ago complaining. He was in a traffic court case, went to trial, was found guilty, and then remember one of the jurors came up to him, shook his hand, and said, they forced me to vote against you.
Mm-hmm.
That fellow, wasn't he from Texas? I'm trying to remember his name. I tried to find his number, contact him, but never could. So many times I'll hear somebody, their name is John or whatever, and I know the state, but I'll look on the site, and I've never found a contact information for the same person, which is disappointing. But in his case, I mean, he's got prima facie, you know, way out of that whole thing. I don't know what his damages were, injury, but, you know, he needed to immediately, you know, file a lawsuit against that court and get busy. See, one of the things I want to point out about this administrative action is it's $400 to $450 around the country to remove to federal court. But that's if you're turning a criminal traffic case into a civil matter for damages. But if you just transfer it, remove it to federal court, just the criminal charges, in my district, it's only $38 to do that. So people are generally facing a couple hundred dollar fine. They can actually save a lot of money. They're going to have to do the paperwork. But I think, you know, we as a group could get that information up to however many millions of people are getting fines on a daily basis. But then that's the question I have to ask you guys, more experience about that, to think about that with the theory of, you know, how much legal advice can you give somebody before you're accused of operating, you know, without a license. Hello.
Well, I don't know the answer to that, how much you can actually give them. And I would imagine a disclaimer prior to any information should help cover you.
Well, it's a person has a right to counsel. But what I've discovered, I do things by the seat of the pants, and I just go for the gusto. And that's how you learn from the experience. And boy, have I. In the last 6 months. And what it boils down to is it's no jurisdiction. You just ask for dismissal of the case, and the minute they deny you that, they've gone into no due process, and boom, right there, you're ready to transfer it into federal court, and you can do it in my district for $38. And you just have to know, as John explained, you know, show cause, grounds for removal, and get that all in there. And I took 5 months of hard studying before I acted to look at all the different angles of constitutional law to put every possible grounds in there if it were to travel right up to the Supreme Court or close to it. You have to have all that in there. But think about it, fellas. You know, if you've got even a $100 speeding ticket, you know, if you can convert that into a $38 removal to federal court, 100 million people do that. Ding, ding, ding.
It's a big loss for the court system. Too bad.
Well, I'm sure they'd raise the fees.
Like oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The $400 fee is there to prevent so many cases from even making it there.
Right.
And then we'll
yeah,
never
they
get
find,
them.
They always find a way.
We'll never get them to admit how much work they don't do on a daily basis. All those $200,000 a year jobs. And but I bet you know there's a lot of people just sitting around. And you know, the right to a speedy trial never happens because of the laziness. When I was 20 years old, the mentor in my life, the engineer that helped build the Saturn V, was telling me, he would say, show me a government worker and I'll show you a lazy. He described it SOB. And, you know, of course, he worked for the government for the first 30 years of his life as an engineer. And so anyway, that's what I was thinking last night as John was traversing over to informing the sheriffs. I think he's absolutely right, you know, to go ahead and send them the books from 60 cents to a buck a piece times 20 deputy sheriffs, you know, is 12 to 20 bucks. And somebody was saying, no, wait and let people order them, you know, to have somebody on staff to take the orders would end up being a lot more than 12 to 20 bucks for each county. So he's...
I don't think waiting on them to order is going to do anything. I don't think they're going to do it.
Well, the one thing I thought, strategy, is like some sheriffs won't even want to let their deputies look at those booklets. But on the other hand, the deputies that do look at those booklets, they might want to be sheriff themselves and think the boss is dishonest or whatever. So there's incentive there. And at the end of the day, the entire sheriff's force throughout the country has been fully informed that they're violating the Constitution for future indictment. So, you know, I see in the law you have to accomplish that fully informed. I've certainly done it with state policemen in New Mexico who have now kidnapped me twice and imprisoned me. And, you know, it's quite interesting.
Well, are we at a closing point here, Rhonda?
Oh, I think we probably are. We've kind of gone over our 30 to 45 minute allotted time period here, but it's been very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I do appreciate everybody. And if you haven't been able to listen to the whole call, they are recorded, so you can go back and listen to the beginning if you want.
God bless
all
you people.
So I would like to thank you all for coming.
Yep, thank you all.
Hopefully see you next week again.
Yes.
Same time.
Conference is being